A village on the lower Yukon will head to the polls this summer to decide their alcohol future. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Mountain Village is the latest Alaskan community considering less restrictive laws on alcohol importation. After a successful petition drive, the village could become damp with an alcohol distribution site. Alan Queenie of Mountain Village was the lead sponsor of the petition.
I don't see any way that it's going to make it better, but it's going to give people more responsibility, you know. If it passes, I hope the people could really control it.
The damp status being considered would allow the city to distribute imported alcohol from a single facility, but the sale of alcohol from within the community would be prohibited. Mountain Village has been a dry community since 1984, according to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. But alcohol abuse continues, and Queenie says because it's banned, there's a major incentive to bring it in illegally. A bottle of cheap liquor sells for $120 to $150 there.
You know, there's so much bootlegging and homebrew selling it. I think it's going to work out if it's legalized.
But Queenie says not everyone in Mountain Village thinks the same way.
It's very strong opinions from both sides, so there's a lot of people for it, against it.
Many say that banning the possession of alcohol reduces the overall health and safety impact on a community. If the city does loosen restrictions, it would create an essentially damp geographic area. The neighboring villages of St. Mary's and Pitkiss Point are currently the only damp communities in the lower Yukon area. The special election has been scheduled for July the 27th. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.